You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. According to a 2018 study by Johns Hopkins, more than 250,000 people in the United States die every year because of medical mistakes, making it the third leading cause of death in our country after heart disease and cancer. A new in-depth documentary will be screening next week in Boise that looks at what many call a silent epidemic. And the movie focuses on the people working behind the scenes who were trying to create a new age of patient safety. Joining us today to talk more about this are patient advocate Sue Sheridan and Tiffany Robb with Boise State Center for the Study of Aging. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Tiffany, first, can you talk to us about Boise State Center for the Study of Aging as well as the Idaho Caregiver Alliance?
Perfect. So the Center for the Study of Aging, we kind of get to dabble in a whole bunch of different areas. And one thing that we really are trying to break away from is this idea that aging starts when you're 65. So looking at aging from birth and going about it all the way through, we get to work in areas, whether it's housing. Affordable housing has been a huge topic around our community lately. Property taxes, age-friendly environments. So we get to actually play around in great, great areas. One of those is with the Caregiver Alliance, and not really play, but we get to help advocate for family caregivers throughout the state of Idaho. Those family caregivers being a young family who has a child who has medical complications or maybe serious emotional abilities, mm-hmm. or maybe it's a spouse who's taking care of their loved one who came back after serving war and now has a traumatic brain injury, or maybe my generation who is taking care of children at home and mom and dad, or mom and dad, mm-hmm. and maybe grandma and grandpa as well. So we're looking across the lifespan with caregivers. That also includes, because of the fact we have opioid epidemic and other situations that we're facing in Idaho, we have what's called kin care providers. And those are people who are caring for a loved child that's not maybe theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And that
like a grandparent caring for a grandchild or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, or a neighbor, mm-hmm. or maybe it's even a brother or sister who's taking care of their siblings just because the parent is not there.
So because of everything that you look at, this is where this idea of healthcare comes into play, and then this medical mistakes. And Sue, you are a patient advocate. So talk to me about, for you, what that looks like, because we talk a lot about you need to be your own advocate.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, what brings me into this dialogue is that my son suffered brain damage when he was 5 days old from his newborn jaundice. And he now has significant cerebral palsy. He's 25. And my late husband, Pat, also died of a medical error when his malignant pathology got lost in the system. And so his cancer was not treated appropriately, and he died when he was 45. So that brought me into the dialogue here locally and nationally and internationally about patient safety and what we can do as patients to be safer. And so I've learned that there are holes in our healthcare system, and how we have to really be proactive about asking questions, collecting all of our documents, ensuring our healthcare workers wash their hands, never be in the hospital by yourself, always have an advocate with you in the hospital, and really be proactive about ensuring that you and your family members are safe.
And this documentary called To Err Is Human. And I think that that's such an interesting title, right? Because I think so many times we assume that doctors don't make mistakes, but yet healthcare providers, just like anyone else, can make a mistake. It doesn't mean that they're doing it on purpose.
Right. Right. And that's something that Pat and I both acknowledged, you know, after the errors in our family, although they were devastating. We recognized that the healthcare workers, they were good people, but they worked in systems that weren't safe. And so we really recognized that the healthcare systems, the hospitals, needed to put in place better systems to prevent, you know, harm to patients. Errors will always happen. We are human. And so that's, I agree. I mean, the title of this is appropriately named and something that, you know, our family totally believes in, that everybody involved in the errors and Pat and Cal's cases were human. But, you know, I've gone on to really advocate nationally and internationally these big systems changes. And patients, we also have to be advocates, not just for ourselves. We have to advocate for safer systems in our city, in our nation, in, you know, in the world.
And Tiffany, is that what part of this documentary looks at, really, is kind of that behind-the-scenes work that maybe we don't see that's going on?
It really does. It kind of gives you, it does. It sheds light on what's going on behind the scenes. It shed lights on the pressures that the healthcare providers actually experience and the stigmas behind that. Definitely. I'm excited because it shows that we as patients and as consumers of healthcare should be advocates, and we should bring that healthcare provider off of that pedestal and sit down face to face and have a discussion about our healthcare or the healthcare of our loved one that they're receiving. And so that way we can be an actual participant in our healthcare process.
And that's really a cultural shift, right? I mean, we look at like our parents' generation and you know, beyond, you didn't question what a healthcare provider said. And so I would think that this is part of that whole idea of making patient care safer is using your voice to make sure that you have those conversations, as Tiffany
said. Absolutely. Absolutely. We cannot assume that the healthcare system is safe because it is not. And we have to absolutely speak up. And if we're unable to speak up, we need to bring family members or advocates in who can speak up and ask those questions. Know your medications. Ask healthcare workers to wash their hands. I mean, it really is, we can't be passive patients anymore.
So why bring this movie here? How did that all come about?
Well, over at the Center for the Study of Aging, Dr. Sarah Taves and I had been working with Sue and her husband on a previous project, and Sarah had seen the documentary and said, wait a minute, we know that person. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of came about. And we just figured with Idaho Caregiver Alliance, since we're advocating for the caregiver who is usually sitting mm-hmm. in the doctor's office with the loved one that they're with and probably not getting all the communication that they should from the healthcare providers or feeling that they're allowed that information, then we thought, oh, what a great match to be able to bring patient safety, the caregiver, the care receiver, and just advocating for everyone together.
Oh, we're talking with patient advocate Sue Sheridan and Tiffany Robb with Boise State Center for the Study of Aging about an upcoming documentary called To Err Is Human that will be showing at Boise's Egyptian Theater on Tuesday. And you're doing more than just showing the film. So talk to us about the entire event itself.
Well, so the doors will open at 5:30 and we'll start with a reception so that people can kind of mingle and get their seats and feel comfortable. We'll have the introduction and then we'll start the screening. And after the screening, we will have a panel discussion, which is going to be so exciting. Sue has, oh my gosh, she's just the mastermind with this, I think, the way that she could pull people together. But we will have our health systems, our two large health systems here. So both St. Alphonsus and St. Luke's will be on the panel. We will have our educational systems there. So the new DO school out in Meridian, ICOM will be there. We'll have ISU's pharmaceutical mm-hmm. school will be there. Thank you. And then Boise State will be there as well. And then we will have Mike, the producer. Sue will be there as well as Cal and McKenzie. So we'll have the Sheridan family there as well, since this is their story.
And so I think it's so interesting that you've gotten the healthcare systems involved, because I would think that there can't really be any change, true change, that is made unless you can have those open lines of communication.
Absolutely. Yes, I think that, in terms of this screening and what you're saying, what happens after the screening, this mm-hmm. is more than just a screening. I think what is really gratifying to me is this is a display of our community. really coming together. You know, bad things happened in my family, but this is showing a, you know, a spirit in Boise to have a dialogue all together with all the healthcare systems, you know, with my family, with the attorney who tried my son's case, and to only have this dialogue about what we're going to do in Idaho to make our care safer here.
And are tickets still available for people?
They are available, and you can go to the Egyptian Theater and get those tickets.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with patient advocate Sue Sheridan and Tiffany Robb with Boise State Center for the Study of Aging about an upcoming event at Boise's Egyptian Theater on Tuesday, March 10th at 5:30. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.